The number of unexpected deaths in nursing homes here during the COVID pandemic was more than 2.5 times greater than before the virus. That's according to a report today from the health regulator, HICWA. In an overview of nursing home care during the pandemic, the regulator says 91% of care homes experienced at least one COVID outbreak during 2020 and 2021. There were, it says, more than 1,800 unexpected deaths in 2020 and almost 1,900 in 2021. That's compared to just over 700 in 2019. I asked Susan Cliff, HICWA's Deputy Chief Inspector of Social Services, what, if any, conclusions can be drawn from that big increase in unexpected deaths?
It's true that residents in nursing homes were and are extremely vulnerable to COVID-19, and many residents in nursing homes passed away after contracting the virus. I suppose a key message we'd like to give here is we now have effective vaccines to reduce the impact of COVID-19 on this vulnerable group of people. And a key message from the data in this report is the positive impact of vaccination. So if you track where we've provided monthly numbers, you can see once the rollout of the vaccination program began, the positive impact of that was very clear in the numbers of reported cases and also in the numbers of deaths that were reported over that period of time. It was also linked very clearly with relaxation and guidelines and visiting. A key thing that residents have told us throughout the 2 years that really challenged them, you know, residents spoke to us about feeling frustrated and lonely when the visiting restrictions didn't allow their families and friends to come and see them. And, you know, even though people showed great resilience, it was a very challenging time for them.
You talk about the pandemic causing the more homely social model of nursing home care to change in an instant to a more medicalized model. Is that still in place or has that begun to be unwound?
It has begun to be unwound, and actually we would have spoken to providers over the last couple of weeks at some seminars we held in relation to that. It's a challenge because nobody wants to go back to the early days of COVID, but providers are coming to terms with, you know, heightened infection prevention and control balanced against the need for residents to be able to live in homes. Nobody wants a situation where residents are living out their last days in a hospital-like environment that's sterile, that's not homely. And, you know, providers have adapted to all the guidelines that have been given to them. Their staff work very hard to meet those guidelines to ensure residents are protected from the risk of infection. But it's a challenge. It's an ongoing challenge for them.
Yeah, you record 30 nursing home closures over the period. Most of those were voluntary. A small number were shut down. But those that were voluntary, 25 in total, it represents an increase, I think, in previous years. What's driving this, do you believe?
Well, some of those reflect the HSE repurposing their units for other purposes. So no longer to run as nursing homes, but to provide another service within the healthcare structure. But many providers, particularly of providers of smaller nursing homes, you know, would have told us that there are several issues underpinning this. Some nursing homes, the next generation, they're run by families and the next generation don't want to take over the business. The regulations were changing and due to come into effect on the 1st of January this year, and many providers knew that their nursing home could not be adapted to meet those changing regulations, and they were preparing for that in a way. There's also staffing issues. People are struggling to maintain staffing levels that you need to provide for the needs of this very, very vulnerable group of people. And there's definitely the underlying funding model is a key issue in relation to the closure of nursing homes.
Yeah, because over this period, there are fewer nursing homes, although on average they're larger. And overall, I think there's a slight reduction in the number of beds in the system as a whole. But this question of a funding model, you say that it's needed, one that's agile, can adapt and respond to the changing needs of people who need care in their later years. What would that look like? What would that model look like, do you think?
Well, the funding model is a function of policy. And the policy is that people should be able to avail of the care they need at the end of life in their local communities. Now, local communities vary in terms of size, and we have to have a system of nursing homes that will allow for people to remain in their communities, where their families can meet and visit them on a regular basis, where they have access to their GPs, to their pharmacists, all of these issues that make up for a person-centred approach to end-of-life care. And that may mean that we need a funding model that will sustain a small nursing home in a rural setting as much as it will sustain a larger nursing home in an urban setting with a population base that will fill that nursing home. So we do have decisions to make at a policy level in relation to the funding of nursing homes.